Last night, Andy, I met Dolly Parton.
Oh, awesome.
It was like meeting a cartoon character. You forget that Dolly Parton actually exists in real life as an actual human being. You can forget that she isn't just an idea, a walking doll, someone from a different time. It's like a waxwork from Madame Tussauds walking up to you and introducing herself. It doesn't make any sense. And to have that tiny icon in the same space as you is incredibly strange. For a start, she wears a spectacular amount of perfume. She walks in a permanent cloud of sweet air so that you can smell her before she enters a room and long after she's left. So much perfume, I think she actually lowers the amount of available oxygen within a 20-foot radius of her, which is presumably why you feel so lightheaded around her. She looks nothing like a woman in her mid-60s, or indeed anything like a woman at any age, and sounds nothing like it. It's like she's lying about her age through all five senses. And it is hard to absorb that the person standing in front of you is not a Dolly Parton impersonator, it's the actual Dolly Parton. And she's one of the most confusing people I've ever stood in front of. It makes no sense to see her in the flesh. Partly, I suppose, because right from a little boy, I've presumed with, I think, justified confidence that I would never meet Dolly Parton. Our lives were never supposed to cross, however briefly. And the fact that I've now done that just throws everything into question.
I mean, how are you going to rebuild yourself from here, John?
Well, I don't know, Andy. I guess it's square one again. It's like the Bugle next week. Everything's been wiped out. I've now got to just reconstruct a life from the shattered pieces of the life before.
Was there anyone else you thought you'd never meet that you still haven't met? Because you've met most people now, haven't you?
Well, yeah, but Dolly Parton was probably right at the top of that list.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, Andy.
Yep.
Dolly Parton.
Joan of Arc for me. She's the one I'm least expecting to meet.
Yeah, but Dolly Parton, Andy.